Look, it's a flood.
It's a flood.
It's flooding.
Get away.
Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates. I have not seen anything that like just that aggro and that hyper masculine.
Yeah, actually, because like I think it was like the second episode, they start off with what's his name just punching him straight in the face, and he's like, "I've never been hit in the face. What the fuck?" He just starts off being an asshole, like from episode one. No, like, this is him.
What fucking was it? Ario Speedwagon and it was Speedwagon and fucking
Zappelli,
and when they was doing the fucking like. The hypothermia thing where he was like, put your hand on my chest. We used to do this to keep warm when we would be out in the frozen tundra. I was like, hey, yo, bro, this show is gay as fuck, nigga. Like, what are they doing? Why are they so dramatic about everything?
All right, so I watched JoJo through Josuke. So, like, four seasons of JoJo, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad believe you got it or not, four seasons into this shit, nigga, because...
All right, so, like, the first two seasons, like, the first season is Jonathan JoJo, where it's, like, the 1800s, and they have the Haman breathing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that shit because Dio shows up and immediately lets people know, hey, yo, I'm that nigga.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna kick a dog as soon as I show up. Like, that's, I was like, hey, yo, what a better way to let me know not to fuck with this dude.
I was gonna say, I feel like out of
it. Wow, I thought you were talking about when he fought the dog. He kicked the dog in the first episode?
Dude, was it like, it was like the first episode he gets out the fucking carriage.
The carriage, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, I feel like the only reason I watched the whole of JoJo's just so I could see the arc of hatery that Dio has. Like, I need to know
Dio why is he like has this level of rage. Level hater, bro.
Yeah.
You are being brought to a family who, like, owed your father a debt. Like, on his dying, his deathbed. He was like, hey, yo, go fuck with the Joe Stars. Jonathan, he a good dude. Right, he gonna take care of you. That man got money. Right, just, you know, use these. Listen, rich people are stupid. Take care of yourself. And he shows up and immediately is like, what's up, pussy?
Walked out. I was like, oh, that's him? That's him. That's the bitch nigga right there. Okay, I guess we live here now together, bro.
He was like, who fucking dumbass dog is this, yo? Get this fucking stinky ass dog away.
What fucked me up? Who was it? His girl? He tried to get his girl a kiss. He was like, I'm going to give my girl the first kiss. She's going to be my first kiss. That nigga.
But it was me!
I was that like,
that's top class hater, bro. That's top class hater.
So, like, the thing with me...
You know who would have loved Dio? Like, you know who would have, like, probably fucked with JoJo just for Dio? Bishop from Juice.
Oh, my God. Just off of principle.
Yeah.
Just off of principle alone. Let
Bishop
him know.
From Juice would totally just run out on Dio.
Fuck that dog. Who let that dog off of the leash in the first place? They should know better.
Who fucking dog is this? He fucking burned the dog.
Bro, like...
So, like, the thing with JoJo for me... is like, yeah, it's extremely homoerotic, which is actually makes me laugh why some people really like JoJo. I'm like, I don't know why you subtext, is that not a thing for you?
I'm not gonna argue it.
But like, I love the first season because to me, it's just like, it's actually just like ridiculous and absurd. He's like, I'm gonna drown. I guess I just blow underwater bubbles and then swallow the bubbles and then eat the water and then I'll
get water. I'm trying to sound
and then like he gets the sword Luck and then he's like, you beat me, I dub thee. He draws a P on it in blood. He's like,
that's
Pluck.
My entire point, bro. Like the mask, like the hyper masculine, like just aggro nature of the characters is so absurd that it comes across as fucking homoerotic.
You know what
like,
it is for me? The stance. okay?
Oh, yeah.
See, like, that's it. That's all you need is just fucking...
When the stand,
it's
the
like every single pose, three, it's yeah. like, fuck, yeah. it's crazy. Yeah, but, like, yeah. that's it. Like, don't get me wrong. It's
pose.
Like, it's like, yeah, it's like, yeah. Are we having a modeling off? Is this based
yeah.
off of Zoolander?
Yeah,
is this
like voguing, right?
Yeah, like, is this
my entire outlook on JoJo has just changed.
Because, like, for real, that's what
oh
it feels
god,
like.
Oh, my God, if they did a live-action JoJo with Ben Stiller as a stand, right?
Like, that's what it feels okay. like.
Live-action JoJo. Who's Dio?
That's what they... I think they did a meme in the second one with, where they had... What's the name in it? Owen Wilson. When he was playing the other model. So they bumped into
god.
Each other.
Ben Stiller and,
it was,
and
yeah,
Jonathan Joestar.
So they drew it, and they drew it, and he had to stand behind him. And
Dio. Yo, Ben Stiller... As Joseph Joestar.
Okay.
Timothy Chalamet as Jotaro.
No.
No. No, he has to be more masculine
Wilson's,
than that.
I was gonna say Owen Wilson's Dio, right?
Like, yeah, but you need someone like
okay, okay.
No, he was like, excuse me, bro. He was like, you're excused. And you're not my bro. And then they just stared.
Because
they had that face so it was just locked in.
So
like,
so this movie has already happened. So we're just so the live action in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is just Zoolander, right?
He, also, he cracked the code. The do you know what was one of the primary influences for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
I mean,
Castlevania.
Heavy metal. Oh, well, yeah. That's all over.
It's basically the first season is basically Castlevania.
Yeah, it's all over. That's all over. Level of references are
rising up and crashing through.
This is Doc
and Ziggy
with
the Flood.
Your favorite weekly pop culture digest where we bring you our
pop perspectives to put the
culture in context
and make the mainstream make sense because if we don't make sense, we don't make dollars. Holla!
At your boys. Welcome back. You know what it is. The show where we take the news happening around you and discuss how it shapes the culture that defines you. And this week, joining us on our deep dive, we've got...
Dion. It's your boy, Dion. I didn't know we were going to do an opener like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's how we always do it. And that's how we keep the guests on their toes.
All right, that was very melodic. I didn't know that's what we were doing. I was like, oh, in the middle, I was like, okay.
We've been doing it for
We've been doing this for a little bit.
It's kind of like muscle memory.
But we got Dion Bifoni.
Yes, right. And I sometimes do.
Dion, he feels like he steals giggles.
Dion, as we get into it, as we proceed, we like to, you know, let you drop your plugs and everything. But first, usually we like to get to know our guests. And instead of just having you run down the itinerary, we got some questions we like to ask.
Right.
We like to get to the nitty gritty, the core of your mentality.
You see, the thing is we didn't require you to bring a resume here. We didn't ask for professional references. We did not ask for your dogma or creed or citizenship or state of residency. No, we asked you to tell us a hill that you will die on, a belief from which you cannot be moved.
All right, Orson
to
Welles.
See if it will survive the rising tides of these flood. So, Dion,
Citizen Kane up in
is
this bitch?
Your... Island.
Definitely making it feel like the man on trial.
I'm pretty sure it's not an island. I think it might be a pretty sizable party. But I, for where I,
like
where
it's
I
a
breathe,
ship.
I think it's a pretty big ship if we're going to talk about it.
What's that new carnival ship that they got?
We got slides and shit. It's great. We got, it's awesome. As far as animes go and mangas and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I got it.
Anime
I have to.
Versus manga.
I got it. But no. Like, it's not even versus. It's just as a whole, to me personally. When it's said and done, the hill that I would die on is that as a complete story, One Piece will be one of the best things ever written. And I'm talking better than Dragon Ball Z. I'm talking way better than Bleach.
Somebody's fucking Twitter thumbs is like burning right now. They're like,
Lil B's
Goku.
With like heart emojis.
I gotta defend Goku.
No, but here's the thing. I've been, and ironically,
right.
Everybody started off with Dragon Ball Z. Everybody started off, you know, Naruto.
Pause you real quick.
Well, not everybody can.
It was either Pokemon or Dragon Ball Z. Let's be real.
Pause it real quick. Lil B actually had this item one time that he came on, but neither one of us were up to, well, really even watched One Piece when he did.
I mean,
now I'm actually up to date, so I can chime in more.
I was going to say, if you tuned into Toonami between, like, what, 2007 and 2012, you've seen One Piece.
Yeah, you've definitely seen some One Piece.
This is where I know my bias is. My first ever manga. There's two mangas I picked up.
This nigga said my first ever
manga that I've ever picked up. Two was the Mega Man, I think it was, like, Network. It was, like, Battle Network. It's, like, the first manga.
Oh,
Battle
Network.
And Romance Dawn.
You still got them?
I lost them.
I still got my first manga right up there.
What was yours?
GZO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's actually, so like, I'm, like, as far as in, like, deep down in, like, the old style of anime and stuff, like, I really do have to do a lot more history. I gotta, like, dig
that
into 90s, some more stuff.
That 90s, man, listen, that hand-drawn anime, like, it's just something, like, crisp about it, right? Like, that really, like, gets you wrapped, like, enveloped in the story that's being told. But not to say that, like, you know, One Piece, definitely a classic, right? Like, that, I mean, it's goated at this point.
And that's the thing, like, and I'm a debater. Anybody that could talk, I'm one of the people that are like, we can flip through pages.
If you take the GOAT anime argument and you put it into, like, GOAT, you compare it to, like, GOAT basketball argument, One Piece would basically be LeBron James. It's been going longer than anything. It's consistently been at least very good.
Top five, not five. You feel me?
I mean,
Thriller Bark. We'll forget Thriller Bark.
Is One Piece Drake in this equation? Like, if...
No, because Drake, you can forget that Drake is on. You're not going to forget.
Oh, watch out. Hold on. No.
I feel like that's your culture. You showing your culture and your shade a little bit.
I got a second hill I'll die on. Speaking of Drake, I don't like that comparison. Okay. All right.
One Piece is not
Drake. I say this. This is another hill. And this is, I'm going to leave the hills alone. I'm going to get off of them. I'm going to keep them in my back pocket. Drake no longer makes good music, but he knows how to make music that sounds good.
That's a great fucking take.
I said Drake no longer makes good music, but he makes music that sounds good. Every song he makes, you're going to hear that on the radio.
Yep.
It's going to be on TikTok. But if you listen to it, he ain't saying
shit.
There we go.
Ain't saying shit. Look, Drake ain't really said like a clever thing. Since
girl, you a lesbian? Well, me too. Remember that. That's all I'm saying, man.
We said last episode that the reason Drake takes pictures with Adonis out in public is so Pusha T can't call him a bad dad anymore.
Hello?
It's all, look, nobody, I feel like nobody in hip hop has better media training than Drake does at this point.
God, that makes the LeBron comparison more accurate that makes me mad.
Actually, yeah, that's actually because I was having a conversation about that as well.
But LeBron, LeBron still is great at basketball. It's not like he plays basketball that looks great, you know?
So let's qualify your island like this. You say One Piece is top five, not five.
That's facts. Right? That's facts.
Who else is in that content? Like, who else is in that?
See, when you ask that, it's very opinionated. And when you give opinionated answers, people get very upset. No, I'm agreeing. I'm just letting you know when I give these answers, people be like,
Let's do this. Hold on. We'll do each of us. Let's put your favorite five and your top five.
This is D.I. Island.
I want to know. You.
Number one for me,
okay,
obviously, is One Piece. I have rewatched this.
Right.
I mean, before it even hit 1,000, I was past 1,000.
Okay.
Period. That's just facts. I will put Full Metal on my list. Okay. Now, after that, this is not in any order. I put Full Metal on my list. Story-wise, definitely. I was a big fan of Samurai Champloo. I didn't really like how they ended it, but I love the direction they went with the anthology, telling the stories, going through each person's path.
I feel like, and this is my hot take, if it wasn't for
No, 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 you're gonna say. Go ahead. I feel like I knew you was about to say.
If it wasn't for Samurai Champloo, we probably wouldn't have got the Boondocks or Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Definitely not the Boondocks.
I would say though, I would agree, but disagree as well because Cowboy Bebop exists. Mm. So that's the opposite.
So Cowboy Bebop is my number.
Same creator as Champloo.
So Cowboy Bebop's also on my list. Cowboy Bebop's
my number one.
Cowboy Bebop is definitely also on my list. Because I think that was really great. Cowboy Bebop told a story that to me was I enjoyed the music. That's what I'm saying. So like to say solely Samurai Champloo, I would disagree.
I had Tank I think a walk on song for me one night as Fanda.
Oh yeah, you did actually. I remember I remember hearing that.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Did not.
No, Cowboy Bebop was definitely the first anime. No, I might have to take this back. Because my first like exposure to anime for real that wasn't Pokemon was Vampire Hunter D, right? So like that showed me that like anime wasn't like that cute like Pokemon like battle like WB type Saturday morning shit.
I'll give you number five. Speaking of not your favorite. Yeah. I mean not your friendly. Obviously, you gotta add Berserk, man. Okay?
Oh yeah.
You cannot talk about it. I mean, the anime and stuff like that, you can we have separate conversation. So, but the manga.
I just watched the Master Edition of Golden Age. And I've also been on a bender of like watching video game cutscenes as movies and like manga and comic books animated stuff on YouTube. So I watched Berserk a little bit past the Golden Age arc.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody that says Griffith did nothing wrong, what the fuck?
Hey, man.
We were talking about this literally last night. We were just having
a conversation about this.
Yeah.
So here's my top five favorite anime. 1, Hunter x Hunter.
Okay.
2, Yu Yu Hakusho. 3, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. 4, Fate Zero.
Yu Yu Hakusho was definitely, it was like right when, that was the one I was like, then I thought of Berserk and I was like, I gotta.
5, Spy Family.
Really?
I love Spy Family.
I have not seen Spy Family yet.
It's one of those
shows.
Is it really good? Okay.
It's not like crazy in depth and it's at times can be just slice of lifey, but it's really fun. Like the best popcorn eating experience possible.
It's definitely like one of those just sit down and chill, and Anya, honestly,
no one has ever recommended or even put Spy Family
and Anya is the greatest anime character going right now.
Really?
Yeah, alright, so
the daughter, right?
The dad is a spy
and then the mom is
an assassin. Mm-hmm. The daughter is a 5-year-old mind reader. And the dog can see the future.
Is this Mob? Is this... No, not Mob. Damn.
The daughter can read the dog's mind.
Mob Psycho was really good, too. Mob Psycho was really
but
good.
But if you haven't seen Anya, that, right up there on our backdrop, you can see her next to Ahsoka and the Bunda, or the Riley, the Freeman brothers.
That's Ahsoka back there.
Yeah,
you said Griffith did nothing wrong. But then you got a picture of Ahsoka in the back. You know what I mean? It's almost like
he's got a Ahsoka tattoo.
Jesus, man, he's got cards in his pocket right now. Watch out!
In my backpack, actually.
In his bag.
Do you know the powers of bungee gum?
Yeah, it has the qualities of both rubber and glue. Like that's one of my things. That's something that like I feel like I can comment on literally anything, and occasionally just get like a like. It could be on like the Black Adam Schefter page where they're posting a Taylor Swift meme with Travis Kelce, and it's just like, you know, bungee gum has the qualities of both rubber and glue.
It's hilarious.
But Spy Family is great because Anya, she's the type of character that. She's taking everything dead fucking seriously, but she's 5-year-old.
She knows what's going on, though.
Yeah, because she knows everything that's going on, but she's also a 5-year-old. And because of that, she's taking everything super seriously, and it's inherently fucking hilarious.
I mean, I don't
It's
know.
Also one of the...
You have kids? but they don't know any better. Like they don't.
That's
know
what. That's what makes me now. That's what I'm like thinking about it. Cause like, okay, now we're putting a 5-year-old in an adult situation. This is great. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, she gets like kidnapped by human traffickers and stuff like that. Also, cause, like, I mean, it's one of the rare anime. That,
I don't know, it's anime, bro. Like, have you seen what a Troll Hunter? Like,
it's also rare modern anime where
I mean, Troll Hunter.
I would recommend the dubbed. I've seen it both subbed and dubbed, really? And the dubbed is the voice actors really get into it, and it's the only downside I have about the anime is the wife's brother is like super Japanese moray, like creepy incest-y. Oh,
like stereo, like a
yeah, like that's.
I mean, but that character is obviously played for like TV, right?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, he's a part of the secret police. He's a Nazi in everything but name.
I mean, listen, Japan has it has that, you know, fascism thing in its
and then it,
past. America has it in its present. So, like, who are we to judge?
Does the sun rise on it? Yes, it's ours.
And just like the sun, the south will rise again.
So here's the thing, like, the Confederacy lasted 4 years. It is the equivalent of people growing up and never shutting up about college.
Hey,
for 200 years.
Speaking of never shutting up, my number two would probably be the anime character who actually never says anything throughout. And I don't know if this is cheating because we were doing series, but Afro Samurai.
I knew you had said nothing.
Yeah, Afro Samurai is definitely my number two. Samurai Shampoo would probably be my number three.
Mm-hmm.
This
kid's so. Because I guess what I'm saying, it's a very opinionated list. And then if you don't have, like, if you're like, what's your top five? And then people got to, well, obviously Dragon Ball. Then it's going to be Bleach. Like, nobody cares about it. Give me your top five.
Man, I mean,
Yu Yu Hakusho is definitely up there. And, I can't forget Helsing. Helsing is my shit.
So Helsing is one I need to check out. I finally checked.
Helsing Ultimate.
Yeah, not the OVA. And actually, I would probably flip. And let's flip Samurai Champloo and Helsing. That's my top five right there.
So, like, the thing is like, my top five is crazy because it's like, oh, there's, like, four really deep character study animes in Hunter, Yu Yu, Full Metal, and Fate. And then there's Spy Family.
I mean, it don't always gotta be heavy, right? Like, not everything has to be Oscar-winning, critically acclaimed. No. Sometimes you just enjoy shit to enjoy shit.
Was it Trigun?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Trigun because of that. So that's what really got me into the relaxed... I enjoy that type of trope. The relaxed character type of trope. I enjoy that. So, like, I enjoyed the fact that he wasn't actively trying to hurt anybody to the point that he was doing everything else. Like, I think that's more amazing than most of any power that you'll ever see. Like, Goku can go Super Saiyan 100.
Right.
But for you, for me to trip and fall and pretend like I missed this bullet just so it can ricochet off of three rocks and knock you. You know what I mean? Like, that that takes 1,000% more because, like,
skill. Yeah. I mean, but that's the whole argument with Dragon Ball, right? It's all filler, right? And you're just there for, like, the action sequences.
Like, it's one of the reasons I love Hunter x Hunter so much, because of the Nen system. It's inherently balanced. Like, you can't be...
I agree.
You know, just, like, unless you're Kurapika and you're really fucking mad.
But
you can't do everything. So, like, everybody has basically, unless they train to move beyond those limits, they have to work within the same rules and boundaries. And I like that.
I love that magic system so much. Like, out of like Nin chakra, I mean, out of like, yeah, out of every piece of everything that we've seen, Chi, like, that system, like, the Nin system has been top notch. I enjoy it. There were two sides of it, like, and I, like, just like you were saying, like, the Kurapika side, which was like the controlled understanding, like the side that had a deeper understanding of knowing what it is that he was going after,
right.
But then you had Gon later in the series that Odd didn't have that self-discipline. He never learned that.
Yeah.
He didn't have that.
He just had the raw talent.
He had nothing but raw energy. I love
and
that.
Like, speaking of magic systems, I think that's one of the other things about JJK that has me, like, really invested, right? Is, like, the magic system in JJK is, like, so intricate.
The curse system is directly inspired by the Nen system. And those are the two that I think is really interesting. Like, the Nen system is explained a lot more than the curse system.
Thank you. There we go. So that was just about to say that.
I feel like that's intentional, though.
You can tell by the series as well.
We know Gojo can do all of these busted things, but how busted exactly is Gojo?
It all depends. It's like that. Okay, so that's what I love. It's like, if you have like a bit of, if you already dabble into like the occult and stuff like that, or into like Japanese lore and like ki and stuff like that, then when you look at like the curse system and how it manifests and how the energy around that, it's all tapped in and referencing like other aspects.
Very Shinto.
I've looked it up. That's what there are. The hand signs, the domain expansions. If you look them up, they're all actually like old, like I think it's either Japanese or Chinese like symbols. So like in their history. So like each domain expansion is linked to a hand sign that means something. So it's like, yeah, it's a very in-depth system.
But they don't explain it to us. But if you grew up in that in Japanese culture, right, then like you're looking at these like domain
you have the history, you have the knowledge, and like that's what's really
great. Japanese storytelling is very driven in subtlety and subtext.
It's one of the reasons why you say that, but then sometimes anime can be like so overt and like dramatic, especially like when it comes to like displays of like honor or friendship, right? Which is one of those boundaries I feel like you always kind of have to ease people into when you're introducing them to anime, because it can come off really heavy-handed.
It can come off forced, but I think Jujutsu Kaisen does that pretty well with Toto. I love Toto, man.
Yeah.
Like from the moment he walked in, like what type of woman, but it's like, it's not even that, but it's just like you have people again, like you guys introduced me by saying like, you know, what hill would you die on? That's basically his idea of that question, which is like, you know, what type of women are you into? And if we don't agree, then obviously just like the hill you're going to die on, then you're going to have to die on it. Like, that's just it. But even past that, I do enjoy like the inspiration he brings, especially knowing that Yuji goes through so much, right? And like, especially with the I don't know if anybody's watching currently, but especially with the updated subway scene and everything, he just walks in, he's like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? That's like a very big brother thing to do, and like it really brings inspiration. You know what I mean? Seeing
anime
that on the other
is
side.
Very inspiring, and I think that's one of the things that kept me coming back to it, because there's not a lot of, I don't feel like there's a whole lot of places you can get that in American media, especially like as a dude, right? Like, and I mean that as, you know, like pronouns, that nigga, right?
I got you. No, I understand.
Like, man, as far as the man content goes, and then like I want to like get into this a little bit, and then maybe we'll slide into break, but like so recently I can't remember where I saw it, but they were talking about I think the UK is putting forth an initiative, and like, just let me cook real quick and I promise I'll wrap it all up. The UK is putting forth an initiative, right, to invest in positive male influencers, because they are noticing the like pull of the Andrew Tates and like the pseudo misogynistic like alpha bro podcast culture that is kind of like permeating like young men, like young male content now.
Which, by the way, quick disclaimer, we respect women on this side.
Absolutely.
On this side. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
And like, even, you know, even here in America, like there's a very clear like cultural or moral line being drawn between like the kind of like male morality and female morality. Like, there was a poll that recently just came out, and I can't remember who conducted it at the moment, but it said in the US young men are more likely to conservative than the female population, right? And a female population, knowing they don't like to be called females.
That's okay, man. We're canceled. It's all right.
Yeah.
You're good.
No, we would have been canceled a long time ago.
This episode is blacklisted, bro. Yeah. It's,
yeah, I mean, because you can't
apparently we're uncancelable because I was able to be an elected official for 6 months, not show up to a single fucking meeting.
No, but so to my point though, right, the UK is currently putting forth this initiative to make investments in like positive male role model content. And I look at like, you know, anime, as corny as it can be sometimes, right? Like it is inspiring in a way that I feel like pushes you to be a more positive influence. And I feel like a lot of young men who do get exposed to anime earlier on in their lives probably, you know, are prevented from falling as far down that Andrew Tate rabbit hole.
I'm just saying
what the crossover is between anime
and like there's and I feel like there's gonna like if you can find that person intersection that's like, oh, I'm checking out some Tate, but after this episode
I'm watching Jujutsu Kaisen,
more Jujutsu than it's Tate.
Yeah, so I don't understand how you could go from watching JJK to like being a top G. That don't make
That's probably after Nobara died. Yeah,
what if they went from from watching JoJo to Tate?
Yeah.
Oh, that's old man. That's a different argument.
You mean Gojo? I'm cool with it, right? But like, I can't stand it.
JJK with like its really intricate curse system and its respect to source material historically and culturally is one of the biggest keys, because I've heard that the creator of JJK, his biggest influence is Togashi, which doesn't surprise me. He's the guy who makes Hunter x Hunter and Yu Yu Hakusho.
I mean,
and Hunter x Hunter especially is, I'd say at least 30% of the story is told subtextually.
Man, I feel like we're still on the hot take topic because as we're going, I just keep thinking of more.
So we could keep going, but I think at this point we all agree that I don't think there's any disagreement at this point that One Piece is good. As far as history is to be determined, right? I'm not gonna say Dragon Ball Z has been forgotten to time, right? But it.
I said when the story is completed, it will be a complete from beginning to end, one of the best works.
Okay.
Story wise, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about
with the world building, the history, the characters.
It'll be considered a piece of top.
You know what I mean? Like just
contextualize it. Let me contextualize it.
No, fights is different.
Contextualize it for the audience, right? So what you're saying is,
right,
is that when it all comes down to it,
at the end,
One Piece is to anime what Lord of the Rings is to English literature. is One Piece the Lord of the Rings of anime?
Oh shit! Oh, yeah. I don't know why, but I was thinking of Sherlock Holmes. That's too old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, that's too old.
Sherlock Holmes has the length.
It's an acquired. It's an acquired taste. You know what I'm saying? But it's like for the mystery people, for the people who enjoy digging into these things.
Like it is classic literature, right? And everybody has heard of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
But not everybody.
Not everybody wants it.
Right. Not everybody's ready.
Not unless it's Robert Downey Jr. discombobulating.
The Benedict Cumberbatch version. Have you seen the?
I've seen them.
One Piece is to Japan what MASH is to the U.S.
I don't know if that one fits either.
That's good. But see,
it's good. It's close.
Because I feel that because like in that sense, I'm everybody else that doesn't like One Piece. Because when MASH comes on, I hear it.
But okay. Hold me down real quick. Harry Potter. One Piece is to anime fans what Harry Potter is.
No, the thing is, it's like with One Piece, you have to consider how much of it there is.
I mean, there's a lot of Harry Potter.
There's eight movies and seven books.
But have you seen how thick them Harry Potter
have
movies?
Have you seen every volume of One Piece lined up?
Dude, yeah, man. Shelf, I don't think would help.
I mean, but I do think that as far as like the lore goes and like the expansion of the universe, right?
I was gonna
and
say
if you include Fantastic Beasts, which a lot of people don't, but if you include Fantastic Beasts,
okay, I'll say okay.
I think the One Piece LeBron comparison.
I think this is me. I might be wrong, but I think this might be it.
One Piece is to Japan what Avatar is to James Cameron. Because we've all seen Avatar, and a lot of people have been like, okay. But a lot of other people have been like, dude, like visually, this is fucking peak. Like, there's a lot of, it's the effort, it's the energy, it's the history.
It's Pocahontas in space. It's like,
it is. And we know this, but it's the fact, it's just the fact that, you know, we get to watch a white man turn blue. I think that's what really is what's mystical about it, is that, like, we've heard the story.
And you get to see it without strangling him.
There's no, you can't be, it's,
and Luffy, you can't. Luffy is every
kid. I said it, like, it's fine. It's,
Luffy is like, you know, Peter Pan without, like, the fruity.
There we go. Like, there we go. Matter of fact, he doesn't even like movies. Like, not even, he don't like nobody. He's out for his goal and his. He just wants to be number one and nothing else.
The pirates. That's like, it. Literally, that's it.
That's
wait,
it.
Like, Luffy or Peter?
Luffy.
Both. Nah, I mean, well, like, both, right?
Peter was already the king. He wasn't fighting Hook for real. Like,
yeah, I mean,
Hook was an adult. You already
did
know.
Did Peter consider himself a pirate? Anyway, that's not the point. Like, Luffy is what would have happened if Peter.
Would Peter Pan join Luffy's crew? Would Peter Pan become a Straw Hat pirate?
Oh, totally.
1,000%.
Oh, totally.
Oh, there would be no doubt in my mind.
Now, I definitely feel like there's an arc where Peter tries to conduct a mutiny and take over the pirate ship from Luffy.
He convinces Usopp, and Chopper just kind of goes along with it.
Because of Tinkerbell. Because
they don't know. Yeah.
Sanji calls him an idiot, and then Jinbei and Robin have to, like, fix everything eventually.
It would be.
Luffy has no idea what's going on. Zoro's asleep.
Peter got his powers from eating a gum gum fruit.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? But you see how deep that ingrained in it?
Right.
Exactly. Like, that was how it sneaks in? It sneaks in there.
Which is why I made the Drake comparison.
No.
Right?
No. Okay. All right. You're treading again. No, I'm just.
I think we can say at this point that this island floats. We've also got some more islands to talk about this week. Trump is floating alone on his own island out there, and he might get a raft from Diddy at some point. Who knows if Trump likes to go to the white parties?
I think it might be the other way around. I think Trump might swoop in and be like, I like Diddy. He's very cool. I've been to a couple of his parties.
Give him a pardon.
I've kept my pants on.
I've seen Diddy at a couple of parties. He hasn't gone to Diddy's parties. He's seen Diddy at a couple of parties on a specific island.
I've seen him at a couple of parties. And I've looked at him and I said,
Diddy is so powerful, he got his name scratched from the Epstein list.
He made his own list.
How many times I gotta tell you, Epstein don't like black people. That is why Diddy was throwing the white parties. Speaking of Diddy, you know, Meek Mill got wrapped up in that whole shit, but we gonna talk about all of that. A Maryland dispensary is getting fined $26,000 for selling weed that they had stored in the dumpster. Stored, allegedly. LeBron and Caitlin Clark are both breaking records this week, along with Kanye, despite Apple Music. But we're going to get into all of that.
It's flooding. It's flooding. Get away. Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates.
About it is time to